Today we have the fourth Sunday after the great feast of Epiphany. And please keep in your prayers those who are sick. Father Gonzalez, still sick. Bob Rito, still sick. I'll drive down south today to bring him Holy Communion. Ed and Claire Kreplin, still sick. We have Betty Kreplin, sister of Ed Kreplin, died last Sunday. She passed away. We've had Father Boyle of our society. His mother died. Father Novak, two fathers Novak. Their father died. So may their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. There's a new bulletin out there, which is for February. God willing, I'll be back on Friday, first Friday of the month. Mass at 6 p.m., rosary with benediction, and then Saturday, 9 o'clock. Saturday, it's a feast of the Japanese martyrs. Wonderful story, their tremendous heroism. Sunday next week, as usual, with the Saturday, catechism and apologetics classes between the two masses, it's around 8:45. Wednesday, I'll be doing blessings of candles. It's the great feast of Candle Mass, the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary, 40th day after Christmas, comes next, this Wednesday, this week. So the lessons of today taken from St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love does no evil to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. And the Holy Gospel from St. Matthew in chapter 8. Let me just check here. At that time, Jesus got into a boat, and his disciples followed him, and there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was covered by the waves, but he was asleep. So his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But Jesus said to them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we know who's in control. The good Lord. Of world affairs, personal and familial affairs, hand it all over to him. Wake him up if he seems to be sleeping. Trust in the good Lord. He's all-powerful, and we have nothing to fear no matter how fierce the storms come upon us. The storms actually have a cleansing and purifying effect. They make us realize our absolute dependence on God Almighty, his providence. And our Lord is the great instrument of that providence of God, and he has sent so many miracles, so many saints to help especially his mother, the Queen of Prophets, over the centuries, especially since America was discovered and the missionaries came and had very little success in converting souls from the horrendous pagan control, human sacrifice and all, and the Aztec regime. And then finally she came in 1534, Guadalupe, Mexico, in the center of the two Americas. And then within 10 years, 10 million converts. They had to keep bringing priests in from Spain and elsewhere. And the tremendous miracle of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Well, 100 years later, a saintly woman died in Quito, Ecuador. I've summarized the details in the bulletin here. The story of Our Lady of Good Success. From 1594 to 1634, the most amazing series of apparitions that were fully approved, which were detailing the days we're living in right now. The ultra-brief summary here in the bulletin, and I'll focus on something else here that's not in the bulletin. How God lays out the plan and shows what it takes to bring peace and order and harmony. And of course, it's every apparition of Our Lady or the saints or intervention from heaven that's genuine just simply helps us to live the gospel better and the Catholic faith better and apply it to our needs. So it was, 400 years ago, seven apparitions, little known outside of Ecuador until 1988, when Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, all the cameras on the world were on him as he consecrated four bishops against the express will of the Pope at the time. Why did he do that? He did it for the same reason Father Paul Wickens here in New Jersey resisted the evil decrees of his bishop promoting sex education into the school, corrupting the children. He resisted that and had to fight valiantly to keep his priesthood alive. So it's the old-timers who founded this church after the death of Father Wickens who keep that legacy alive, keep fighting for the truth and for the purity of our children. And so Archbishop Lefebvre fought for the purity and truth of our Catholic faith, and for whatever reason, the late Pope John Paul refused to allow the survival of Catholic tradition. They made an agreement of May of 1988, and it looked like there might be an agreement, but it was clear they wanted to suppress this traditional mass and this order of priests that are trained to uphold it. And we see the consequence. It's still going on right now. Vatican is trying vigorously to suppress the traditional mass, which is blocking the rise of the complete new world order and the rise of the Antichrist. Yes, this mass is blocking the rise of the Antichrist. So the Archbishop, just before that consecration event in June 30th, 1988, had come across these messages of Our Lady in Quito, Ecuador, known as Our Lady of Good Success, sometimes Our Lady of Good Fortune, sometimes she's called Our Lady of the Good Outcome, the Good Event. Okay, the feast day of that apparition is this Wednesday, February 2nd. And the Archbishop explained how 400 years ago the Blessed Mother spoke of the rise of modernism through the Freemasonic sects, which would take control, take possession of the world, and even bring havoc throughout the Catholic Church. And how God would raise up a great prelate to fight back and conquer. Now, prelate is a word that in the Church means anyone who ranking above a priest. So we have a prelate living with us in Ridgefield, Connecticut, Monsignor Burns. Normally it refers to a bishop who has jurisdiction over a diocese, but it can refer also to the Pope. Prelate is any priest with some advanced distinction, or bishop. Our Lady promised that God would raise up a prelate, a man after the heart of our Lord. So what's not in the bulletin is this last part of the message. She speaks about vocations being lost and destroyed in the 20th century because of the wave of impurity that the Freemasons will inflict upon the world. And so too many men will be so distracted they won't want to go into the seminary or they won't survive. A flood of impurity resulting in loss of vocations to the priesthood. And she says, secular clergy will be leave much to be desired. Priests will be careless in their sacred duties, lacking the divine compass that will stray from the way God, the road traced by God for the priestly ministry. They'll become attached to wealth and riches. They will unduly strive to attain. Comment on that line. This is from Our Lady of Good Success, 1594. Seven apparitions through to 1634. And on that point, we know the Vatican is receiving mega millions of dollars from the Communist Party in China to provoke the lockdowns and shutdowns that are so unjust in Vatican City and encouraging bishops to promote the evil shots. It's happening from the Vatican, it's happening all around the world still. Thank God the truckers are fighting back in Canada. Bravo to them. But the Vatican is receiving millions from the communist Chinese. The president of Belarus, just north of Ukraine, has announced that the United Nations tried to bribe him with billions of dollars if he would lock down his country and mandate these fake vaccinations and destroy his economy. He refused. Bravo. So priests striving to attain riches, how the church will suffer during this dark night, lacking a prelate and a father to guide them. Many priests will lose their spirit, placing their souls in great danger. The poor priestly souls that would be left to uphold the church would suffer greatly. And against those priests defending Catholic faith and tradition, Our Lady says, the impious will wage a cruel war, overwhelming them with vituperations, or harassment, calumnies and vexations, in order to stop them from fulfilling their ministry. So like excommunicating the greatest prelate of the late 20th century. Yes, that's what happened. Thankfully, Pope Benedict reversed that and said that was wrong. But they, these priests, following this great prelate, like firm columns, will remain unswerving and will confront everything in a spirit of humility. And just as the apostles clamored for our Lord to wake up and save them, Our Lady of Good Success implored that the people of this time should clamor insistently to the Heavenly Father for an end to these ominous times, sending to the church a prelate and father who would restore the spirit to the priests in order to dissipate the black cloud that prevents the church from enjoying the clear day of liberty. There will be a formidable and frightful war. This night will be the most horrible, for humanly speaking, evil will seem to triumph. Now, footnote here. Today, in Singapore, the city-state of Singapore, the government has imposed no one goes to mass, no one goes to church without proof that they have received the clot shots. You may not enter the church. Even Our Society Church has advertised, don't come to mass today if you're not vaccinated, because the government has so mandated. As you know, it's causing much infertility, many abortions, many heart diseases, hundreds of soccer players dropping dead, healthy men having taken the clot shots and dropping dead. It's not on mainstream media. You have to get off the television news. These are ominous times. This night is horrible. Evil will seem to triumph. But then, this will mark the arrival of my hour, Our Lady goes on, when in a marvelous way, will dethrone the proud and cursed Satan, trampling him under my feet, fettering him in the infernal abyss. Then the church and the country will finally be free from this cruel tyranny. She said that in the 20th century, this devotion to Our Lady of Good Success will work prodigies in the spiritual as well as the temporal sphere, because it is the will of God to reserve this invocation and knowledge of Sister Mariana's life for that century, when the corruption of customs or morals will be almost general and the precious light of faith almost extinguished. So from the 1600s to the 20th century, this is for our days. And as I said, until 1988, it was hardly known outside of Ecuador. And it's still hardly known today. God will raise up a prelate, a father, who will restore the spirit of the priest to fight against this evil. Now, when Archbishop Lefebvre spoke of that at the consecration sermon, he didn't say, I'm not saying I'm that prelate, but here it is. He's the only one in the late 20th century who established an order of priests to maintain the traditional mass, customs, faith, devotions, morals, spiritual life. And that, under Pope Benedict in 2007, has grown exponentially, thanks to him lifting the ban on the traditional mass. Thanks to Pope Benedict in 2009 lifting the unjust false excommunications. And then it was just revealed that Pope Benedict, just before he was Pope, when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, he called Marcel Lefebvre the most important bishop of the 20th century. There's a great article in the LifeSite News about that. There was a lot of mistrust the Archbishop underwent with the discussions with the Vatican. They were not really ready to grant. They had promised us one bishop, but they kept rejecting the candidates' names. And they made it clear they want us to get a compromise, a liberal candidate, or they would not allow us to go ahead. It was clear to Archbishop Lefebvre the Holy See would not approve a future for the SSPX with its constructive criticisms of some expressions of Vatican II. So Cardinal Ratzinger made it clear that he was a saintly man, Archbishop Lefebvre. He says, I consider him to be the most important bishop of the 20th century with regard to the Universal Church. And he went on to say, I have to agree with Archbishop Lefebvre in retrospect about having his own bishops. Today, after the experience of 15 years of Ecclesia Dei, now it's 30 years, it is clear that such a work as that of the Fraternity of St. Pius X cannot simply be handed over to the diocesan bishops. Ratzinger admitting he failed in his negotiations to give full approval to the Society of St. Pius X. But he did a lot to foster the growth of the traditional mass, which is now being suppressed everywhere. The late Michael Davies wrote this: it is thanks to Archbishop Lefebvre more than any other individual that the Mass is now being celebrated throughout the world. Even those outside of the Society of St. Pius X, they owe this inestimable privilege to Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. In my opinion, the Archbishop is a saint and will emerge with more credit than any other prelate when the history of these troubled times is written. Michael Davies. And Archbishop Vigano in May of 2020. May Archbishop Lefebvre's brave stand in the defense of tradition inspire all other courageous prelates to follow his saintly example and join in the fight to bring the Universal Church back into full communion with tradition, thereby putting an end to these prophesied ominous times. He goes on, Archbishop Vigano, I believe the essential point for effectively conducting a spiritual, doctrinal, and moral battle against the enemies of the Church is the persuasion that the present crisis is the metastasis of the conciliar cancer. So the mystical body is like full of cancer. Vatican II made it blow up throughout the whole body. If we have not understood the causal relationship between Vatican II and its logical necessary consequences over the course of the last 60 years, it will not be possible to steer the rudder of the Church back to the direction given it by her divine helmsman. the course that it maintained for 2,000 years. Unquote, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Bishop Schneider, same sort of comments. He said to young people, you are free to join, enter the seminaries of the Society of St. Pius X. Even though it is irregular according to canon law, according to the Vatican, because the Vatican suppressed the society unjustly and has no will to re-establish her into full approval mode. Still, Bishop Schneider of Kazakhstan says, join the seminaries of the SSPX. And so we have these distinguished men, one now retired pope, pointing to Archbishop Lefebvre as an example of that great prelate promised to the church to get us out of this crisis. So we need men to stand up. And I thank God those truckers are standing up. If necessary, shut down the entire economy of the country and then move on to Washington, D.C., as they're planning to do. Shut down the entire economy of the United States until they stop these evil mandates and get things back to normalcy. Bravo to these men, but we need such men in the church as well. We need to stand up against modernism and the suppression of the tradition that is going on more than ever. And so I urge you to read up on this great devotion, these great revelations that the Queen of Heaven gave to us, our Lord sending his Blessed Mother, that we might know we are not alone, that the storm will end when we properly call out to our Heavenly King, wake up our Saviour from his sleep to honour his Blessed Mother. And after every rosary in our society in Australia, we actually pray Our Lady of Good Success, since the Archbishop promoted this devotion and since the Church has fully approved these messages to the Venerable Mother Mariana. She's incorrupt, by the way. I said Mass over her incorrupt body with four other foundresses in the order in the glass coffin under the altar. And there are 11 of the founding mothers of this convent who are incorrupt. Bodies for centuries, still preserved miraculously. It's a wonderful intervention from heaven to give us confidence, not to trust ourselves, but trust in the good Lord and that star of the stormy sea, the Blessed Mother. Reach out to her for help. So we pray this little prayer after the rosary in our priories in Australia. Our Lady, our Queen, and our Mother, in the name of Jesus and for the love of Jesus, we implore thee to take our work in hand and grant it good success. Our Lady of Good Success, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.